This morning, KUMD continues talking politics with our state legislators. Minnesota has a House of Representatives and a state Senate. Not every state has two chambers, but with this system, Duluth, for the most part, has one senator, Roger Reinert.
So I represent Senate District 7, which is essentially the city of Duluth. The district doesn't encompass the entire city. There are a couple corners that are in the district represented by Tom Bach. And to those folks that might be listening, consider yourself in my district, because that other district goes all the way to the tip of the Arrowhead, all the way over to Lake of the Woods and back down. So,
well, how long have you been?
Well, my elected service now is 12 years. I spent 5 years on the Duluth City Council. I did 2 years in the Minnesota House, and so this is my fifth year in the Minnesota Senate. At the City Council level, I mean, you can stand in a yard and you can look at something and you can see what people are talking about with a streetlight, and you can try and fix it. And you do or you don't. And if you don't, you can try again. It's very, I'm a pretty concrete, sequential person. So the job satisfaction there, the loop was a lot more closed. You know, at the state, we're at the 20,000, 30,000 foot level, and you never know. What is substantially different in 2015 is that we now have a lot of conversations, and I serve on the tax committee, that are much more forward-looking about policy. You know, for the last 6 years, it's kind of been, what do we have to do to get through this year? Maybe then this year and next year. Now it is, what do we want to do differently for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
Remind us what committees you serve.
So I serve on three committees, the Tax Committee, the Transportation Committee, and the Commerce Committee. I really like those three committees because they tend to be concrete, sequential committees. I mean, tax policy is actually pretty concrete. We are the ones who have to figure out how to generate the revenue to take care of all the other things that people either need or expect from state government. Commerce is very concrete. Commerce oversees all the various regulated industries in the state of Minnesota, insurance, real estate, banking, liquor, all those sorts of things come before the Commerce Committee. So the decisions you make there have real world impact on either the impact on consumer or the people in the professions and the fields. And then transportation, I mean, it's a terrible pun, but it's very concrete. I mean, it's roads, it's bridges, it's rail, it's ports, it's airports, it is trails, pedestrian pathways, all of which we have in Duluth. Transportation is the one committee I've served on every single year I've been there, primarily because of this nice nexus between my interests, but also representing a community that has every single type of transportation there is in Minnesota. Again, port, airport, roads, freeways, you know, rail, cargo rail, and hopefully passenger rail. I mean, we really have that nexus in Duluth of all the different transportation modes.
I kind of hear that the Transportation Public Safety Committee might be your real passion.
Transportation, definitely. I'm pretty passionate about that. I mean, I'm a sailor, so I appreciate our port. I also appreciate it for the economic connection it makes to the state. I'm a pilot, so I really appreciate our airport system around the state of Minnesota, and that connection at Duluth International is important for our community. We had a press conference actually just last week with the governor talking about the substantial transportation bill that we've put out, and I'm a co-author on both the Senate and the governor's bill. You know, and my comment was, if you're a Minnesotan who chooses not to live in Minneapolis-St. Paul, your quality of life and your economic vitality depends on multiple strong transportation connections. All of those things that let us move people and commerce allow us to not have to live in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So, you know, as a regional center, I do feel very passionately about it. And frankly, I would make the economic argument, the more that we can use mass transit and the more that we can get people out of cars, either using their feet or their bikes, not only is it less expensive for the transportation system, it's less expensive for our healthcare system. You know, these are good, healthy, affordable options, and we want to have all the choices out there.
How do you feel the work is going across the aisle?
Transportation will probably be the biggest point of disagreement. You know, right now you have House Republicans saying that they're going to spend surplus money to do it. The problem with surplus money is it's not dedicated. And Minnesotans throughout our state's history have said, this area is so important, we're going to constitutionally dedicate revenue. So could you take some surplus and do some projects? Absolutely. Will that money be there in 2 years? No. And that's the problem. You know, how are the MnDOT districts around the state, how are folks like the Northern Lights Express group supposed to plan more than 2 years in advance if it's not dedicated funding? So I think that'll be the area where we see the biggest difference between the House and the Senate. It's interesting to me that you don't see the House saying, let's undo all of the tax revenue stuff that the Democrats did in 13. No, because it created a stable budget. So, I mean, they're talking about some things around the edges of it and things they'd like to do differently. But it is really informative to me that there isn't this hue and cry to get rid of the fourth tier, which really did say, hey, those at the top should pay their fair share. And then that made for not only a balanced, but a system, a state economy that's actually generating surpluses.
Anything that we haven't talked about that you want Duluthians to know about your work in St. Paul in 2015? And maybe specifically, you know, when or why should people reach out to you?
People should always reach out. I think the couple things that I would say to folks is, you know, one, if you're contacting me during session, do two things. Number one, be patient. I get probably 150 new emails every day, and this is not Congress. It's me and one person, an assistant. That's it. Like, that's the crew to do everything that happens during session. Give me a couple days, but I do answer my own email, and I'll get back to you. The second thing is, and I am on this campaign against form emails. Don't send a form email. Number one, they just don't get attention. I'm always amazed at the number of times someone said, well, we just thought you had somebody count those up. There's no somebody. It's me. So, and to your other question, I think the couple issues that I would really highlight for people, number one, the one that I'm really proud of this session is trying to tackle the issue of microbeads in Lake Superior. So, we have three bills in the Senate. I'm chief author of one of those bills. We had them all heard last week. I am very confident that we are going to ban microbeads. The way this is being framed is we're banning the products. Not true. Products are fine. Just use something else for your abrasive in there. Their problems don't always need legislation. In fact, in the course of a biennium, so the two-year period, 5,000, 6,000 bills will be introduced. Less than 400 will be signed into law. So a new law usually isn't the solution. It's usually just getting people together and talking to each other and figuring out where to go.